welcome to
The Crash Report! The Crash Report! The Crash Report!
My name is Eric.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Micah.
Well, I just want to let all of our viewers know my vagina reconstructive surgery went just fine. And I have a nice, clean, new vagina.
Like a gross, hairy axe wound is what it
just
looks
call
like.
Me Bruce Jenner.
Oh, my gosh.
Inside out pee-pee. Yay. That's the best way to start any podcast is talking about inside out pee-pees. Eric wants to start over so bad, but we're not gonna. Anyway, Broncos, right. You guys missed me.
I love everybody. I'm just going to say I love everybody. I'm equal opportunity.
And so oh, God. We turned this into a political thing
and
already.
And so is this podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
You started it. Don't give me you give me a break. You're the one who started it. You know what? You probably like Ronnie Hillman, too.
What's going on with that bullshit? Can we just start on that? Oh, my gosh. I almost called you, Eric, when I read it. I was like,
I'm so pissed.
How did he get signed again?
I don't know. This is stressing me out. Like, I wasn't really that stressed before, but now I'm stressed. Because I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Well, how was your guys' week? Did you guys miss me last week?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Not really. No, I missed you.
I missed you.
Yeah,
missed
yeah, you. We missed you. Missed you a lot, Micah.
It was Eric's birthday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Recently.
What is that, 21 now, Eric?
Yeah, you got it.
In his bra.
Yeah. I have the breasts of a 21-year-old.
Nice.
Yeah, no, good birthday. Ate some steak.
Ooh, steak. Did you cook it or did you go somewhere?
I went somewhere.
Nice.
All right, let's talk about Ronnie Hillman. It's eking at me, man.
Yeah.
All right, so 1 year, $2 million. So I have student loans, and I can think of a better way that John Elway can spend $2 million than on Ronnie Hillman.
He would be better paying more DUI cases for his kid than
right
getting Ronnie Hillman back.
Right. Or just opening up a trash can and just
and
inserting
setting
it
all on fire.
I agree.
My only thing that I think why this happened was is the Broncos knew that they had leverage to that he couldn't ask for a lot of money. And I think that they knew that their salary cap was tight anyway. So they thought, we can get him cheap. He's not going to demand a lot of money. He'll be lucky if he gets a job anywhere. Do you guys think that's what happened?
Well, here's the only thing is that could we not have gotten another running back just as good or just as bad as Ronnie Hillman in the draft?
Rookie.
I guess you kind of always run the risk. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get. So do you take the sure thing that's not great or do you go for something potentially better but you don't know?
How many years?
I think we got him pretty cheap. We got him pretty cheap, so whatever. And it's only 1 year.
Yeah.
So who knows? He might suck and they might bench him, you know?
He rushed for 863 yards last season.
I could have done that. I rushed for 853 yards last season.
Yeah.
To the fridge. Yeah. Well, it's fine. Okay, so this is his fifth year of being a Bronco running back. And last year was the most amount of yardage that he's had.
Well, that was the first year he was running back number one, right?
That's true, yeah. I'll give you that.
Do you guys think that John Elway legitimately believes in Ronnie Hillman and, like, likes him?
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm sure he likes him maybe as a person.
I think he's in love with him.
You really do?
I do. There's no reason. Like, I can't explain the signing of a terrible running back other than that.
I think they just knew they could get him cheap, and then you have a better chance with him than a rookie. I mean, I don't
know. I hope
$2 million,
true.
You said?
$2 million, yeah.
I mean, that's really cheap for a running back, right?
Okay, let me say this. Ronnie Hillman had like 300 yards in 2014. CJ Anderson had 850. Last year, Ronnie Hillman had, what did we say, 863? CJ Anderson had 720. Like, I don't see the benefit of signing him. If you want to say, okay, I'll go along with the experience argument. I'll go along with that because I do believe in experience, and that's something that we can talk about later because I'm going to make the same argument later on. So,
either way, I don't think it's that big of a deal because it's only $2 million and it's a one-year contract, so it's not a huge deal. So I guess it's fine, whatever.
And we're all positive CJ Anderson's going to be running back number one this year.
He fucking better be, yeah.
So the handful of times he gets carries, it's not a big deal. He could, I think on average, he busted for like little over four yards per carry, which is fine if he's a secondary. I don't think it's not the worst thing in the world. I think there's a lot more pressing issues that the Broncos need to deal with. Like a quarterback would be good.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I feel like we're getting deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole with a quarterback.
You mean the shithole?
Yeah.
There's nothing good on the other end of this rabbit hole. It's just shit we're digging in. It's not good. It's really... Ugh. Are you guys worried? I'm worried.
I'm a little nervous. I'm going to be honest.
Here's my only hope. And that's that we won a Super Bowl.
And we're like a legitimate team. Like,
right.
Outside of, like, I don't know, we're almost guaranteed to go to the playoffs. Most of our defense is super strong and solid and still here. We have a decent running back. We've got good receivers. We just need somebody moderately decent at quarterback, and we're guaranteed to go to the playoffs, I think.
Micah, do you agree with Sean on that point?
I don't.
You're an idiot.
I think our division's a lot better.
I would agree with that.
I think that Peyton Manning, as much crap as I gave him last year, he did have a little bit of an X factor I couldn't explain that frustrated the hell out of me. He played like shit, but he still put a winning culture in the minds of the players around him because of his leadership and experience. Now, can you honestly say that any other mediocre quarterback will do the same? I don't think so, and I don't know if our defense... I mean, that's hard on... our defense played so hard, and our defense isn't the same as it was last year. It's hard on their bodies. You know, all it takes is one or two more injuries of a key player, like if Vaughn gets hurt or something. I mean, I think there's a lot more riding on a good quarterback than we think. That's just my opinion.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think Von Miller could fill the role of a champion culture, championship culture. The NFL MVP of last year. He's a veteran. I think he could definitely carry the team and motivate them enough. Not to mention they won the Super Bowl last year, so that's pretty hefty motivation anyways. I think Kubiak has what it takes to push his team. I guess I should clarify. So when I say a decent quarterback, I mean more than what we have right now. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I think Kaepernick could be it if we could figure it out. I don't think Mark Sanchez is a decent quarterback, to be honest.
I don't either. Eric, what do you think about this? Do you agree with Sean or do you agree with me?
Okay, well, this is what I was going to say earlier, and that's that, and you said it for me, that the Peyton do is really just experience. Because I was thinking about this on my way home from work today, that Peyton Manning played shitty in the playoffs of 2015 last year. And then we come to find out that he was hurt. And he played shitty for most of this season. And I think he was dealing with ailments. Well, he was. And then that San Diego game, that very last game that ruined Brock Osweiler's chance of staying in Denver. Peyton Manning put us in a position to win. Whether it was having Brandon McManus kick for us or having CJ Anderson run in touchdowns for us, he put us in a position to win. And that's all I want. And so of the possible choices for us, which I don't think Kaepernick is out of the realm of the possibility of coming to Denver, I think Kaepernick is our best chance because he's been to the Super Bowl. He's been through two or three NFC championships.
And the talent is there. Even if it's masked right now, it's there somewhere. Like, we've seen his potential.
Right.
He had a bad season last year. Now, you could blame that on coaching. You could blame that on a bad team around him. But you both cannot deny he played poorly last season.
I don't think he wanted to play for, what's his name? I can't even remember the coach's name. He's a no-name guy.
But irrelevant. He still did not play good.
Right.
That whether he wanted to play for them or not, I that makes me question his skill and talent. I mean, look at RG3. His rookie year was freaking insane. And look at where he is. I mean, do you really think that Kaepernick can turn it around and be what he was? Because I don't think RG3 can.
The difference is RG3 was hurt. Kaepernick is not. Well, okay, he's got the shoulder issue, but that's his non-throwing arm. To me, gosh, I mean,
I'm just saying I don't want to look at him like the savior to fix all our problems.
Let me ask you,
because that's
this,
not the case.
Let me ask you this: if Kaepernick comes to Denver, and let's say Kaepernick plays to the level that we think that he can, is that better than Peyton Manning last year?
Yeah, absolutely. If he played the way he did just his rookie year, I would be ecstatic. But I think you guys are being too optimistic. I think that ship has sailed. I think John Elway's going in with the draft trying to find a rookie. I don't think Kaepernick's going to come.
So then,
I honestly do hope he does, but I just not at a high price. But I think he's going to ask for too much.
And you have no hope for Mark Sanchez, right?
Not a chance in hell. Do you guys? You believe in butt fumble?
I don't have a ton of confidence in him.
No one takes him seriously.
I would agree.
I think you'd have a hard time leading the team.
The only reason why I would want to like investigate it a little bit more is because he spent all those years on the East Coast. And he played New England a shit ton. I don't remember. I was going to look up his postseason record, but I feel like if Micah and all of us, if we're all saying like, you know, oh God, what are we doing here? You know, we're supposed to trust John Elway, but he's signing Ronnie Hillman. Like if the sky's falling, I'm willing to, you know, grasp at straws if need be to get us in a position where we can win.
Honestly, I would rather put Simeon in and see what he can do than Mark Sanchez. Because everyone's been bragging about his arm strength. Why not give him a shot? I mean, he gave Brock a shot. Look what he did, you know? And Simeon hopefully absorbed something from Peyton, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All right, so Sanchez's record is 6-3 in the playoffs. He's trying to coalesce guys around him. Emmanuel Sanders.
Better than Andy Dalton. It's better than Andy Dalton's playoff record.
He's trying to coalesce guys around him. I know Emmanuel Sanders is really high on him. But I don't know. I think we need to wait before.
I'd be curious to see what his picks were, because I feel like every time I saw Sanchez when he was playing for Philly or any team, is his picks were always high. He was always throwing picks. Maybe that's just a feeling, but I feel like I could back that up with stats if I saw them.
I feel like, I mean, it's always going to have a little bit to do with the team you're playing for. I mean, obviously, he played for a dog shit of a team for a while.
See, and that's the thing that bugs me, man, is like, okay, Micah, here's his postseason stats for TDs and interceptions. So he's 6-3 in the playoffs, threw 9 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. That's a hell of a rate. 60%.
That's not too bad. Yeah, that's not actually too bad. But, I mean, season-wise, I don't know. I'm just down on him because I just feel like, I don't know. I don't think he's an undiscovered talent that John Elway has been, you know, fooled the whole world. You know, I just think that he's a journeyman, shitty quarterback, bottom line.
And I'm not saying that's not possible. I just don't want to.
I would have rather had Brock than fucking Mark Sanchez. I'll tell you that right now.
I think we got to wait.
Would you guys agree there?
What's that?
Would you guys rather have Brock than Mark Sanchez?
I think they're one and the same at this point.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I got to go vomit really quick.
They're about the same.
Oh my gosh.
Micah,
just watch the Texans get raped this year, and I'm going to laugh the whole time.
Micah,
I'm actually kind of a Texans fan now. I'm kind of rooting for Houston now.
Yeah, you would. Traitor.
For all the Denver fans. You're the traitor. He was freaking.
What he was supposed to.
No.
Micah, you yourself said that experience counts. That's the only reason why I would want Mark Sanchez to start for the Broncos, is because he is experienced. And if you're telling me that a shitty old Peyton Manning is going to be any better than a quarterback that's been playing since 2009 as opposed to 2001, or excuse me, 1999, last century... I mean, you have to concede at least a little bit that in terms of this offense, okay, I think we can start talking about this season, because in terms of this offense, I've decided this is how the draft is going to go. We're going to draft a quarterback, maybe the first round, probably the second round. The rest of those picks, it's going to be nothing but defense, because we don't need an offensive line anymore. We got that taken care of. We have at least one decent running back. Maybe they pick up someone, you know, in the 7th or 6th round or something like that. But I think we have holes to fill in the defense. If not for depth purposes, then definitely starting purposes. And I think there's a lot more. From what I've seen from NFL Network and ESPN and what I've read, no one is focusing on defense this year. The hype is just the quarterbacks, and I think people are missing a lot of defensive guys out there.
Okay, so well, speaking of Micah's newfound love for the Texans, they cut Brian Hoyer. Is he a possibility? Right.
Oh, gosh.
Definitely not in my mind.
Give me a break.
Well, you know, I think him and Case Keenum could be chips to play against the 49ers for us to get Kaepernick. But I'm to the point where Micah is, and I think that the ship has sailed. I don't know how we get Kaepernick. Unless the 49ers are really that stupid that they're... the Broncos are the only
gonna
ones
gonna pay him $11 million to do nothing?
Well, but here's the thing, is I think that if they want to unload Kaepernick, they need to... swallow some of that money and then give him to us for what is it that we wanted to pay? $7 million.
So right now, realistically, it's like, what, it's under $5 million right now that we're fighting over, right? Like this whole making everybody panic and freak out. $5 million in a $1 trillion industry.
Right.
No, I think it's more than that, because look what happened to Chicago with Jay Cutler. You don't want to get in a position where you're paying boatloads of money for somebody who's a freaking washed up hack.
Well, that's
that everybody wants out, but you have this much money invested in him and this long of a contract. I think if you give Kaepernick the world, you risk too much.
Well, that's why I think,
and I don't want to be a Chicago.
That's why I don't think Elway would pay the total amount. That's why I don't
you
think
you can't.
We don't have him yet because of that. Elway is not going to pay that total amount.
And he's smart not to. It's
right.
It's too big of a risk. It's too big of a risk.
Well, this will make
and Brian Hoyer, what he was Browns before. If the fucking Browns cut his ass, give me a break.
But I will say, last year his QB rating was 91.4, and Brock Osweiler's was 86.
Right.
And Brock played for the Super Bowl winning Broncos.
Right.
And he played for the Texans, who were terrible. So
they lost in the first round.
Yeah.
Analytics can be very deceiving in QB ratings. I'm just gonna say that. So
yeah, facts are scary, huh?
Oh my God. Eric, do you believe that? You're just analytics all the way. You don't believe in things you can't
find
in Micah. Statistics.
I'll say this. Last year, I put all my hopes and nothing but hopes into John Elway and a historic and romantic season that we had in terms of hoping that Peyton Manning can just somehow pull it off. I didn't consider analytics at all. On paper, there's no way in hell we should have won a Super Bowl. But when it comes down to it, like I said, you know, Peyton Manning, in the postseason, you know, he put us in position to either kick a field goal, barely throw a touchdown, and then run in, have CJ Anderson run in touchdowns for us.
So do you believe in analytics, yes or no? Thanks for dodging the question.
I do, but...
You do or you don't?
I do.
Okay.
You do.
I do.
Thanks.
Well, okay, but I mean,
I necessarily don't. I don't think they're the Bible when it comes to sports. That's
I would agree.
But it's a factor for sure. I mean,
it's
the only thing we could base it off of. This rest of this shit is just hearsay. We're just guessing.
Right.
We're like throwing darts at a wall, but that's hard truth. That's facts. That we could look at.
I mean,
no, I call it people are so obsessed with this product that the NFL is, and it's become such a monster that they'll come up with whatever news they can to make up shit about things that are unknowns, and I call that analytics.
It's more about just using stats to their advantage. I mean, it's the same way that like people quote stats like in political discussions. You can use them how you want.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. But I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. I know
but we're in a position
some famous
where
sportscasters don't believe in analytics either. So I'm not alone there.
Well, Micah, I mean, we're in a position that's all that we have right now.
That's all I'm saying. There's nothing else to go off of right now.
I mean, I'm saying, you know, I would hope that, you know, whoever a quarterback is, that it works out. That's not analytics. If you want
I
to
would
talk
rather
about analytics, then we need to talk about either drafting a quarterback or trading to get someone who's decent.
I would rather have Mark Sanchez than Brian Hoyer, and that's saying a lot.
You know what? Mark Sanchez's quarterback rating is a 94%.
Oh, throwing it
higher,
in my face.
Higher than Brian Hoyer's. By three.
So you're telling me that my gut, I didn't know that. So my gut is better than analytics because I didn't know that statistic.
Well, unless you're eating division and multiplication tables, then yes, your stomach is good at analytics.
It's
yes.
My favorite. Yummy, yummy. God, you're ridiculous. I don't know. I think this is my personal opinion. Then you guys go at it. I think the best option now is to go in the draft and find a rookie and start them and start growing somebody. That's my personal opinion.
Sean?
I think Kaepernick's our best shot. I think Sanchez is a manageable backup plan. I don't think we're going to get somebody from the draft that's going to be decent. It's too much of a gamble, to be honest. I mean, we could not. I don't think, I don't think Hoyer for sure is the answer at all. I think we're set up okay. I just hope we could get Sanchez, I guess.
You mean Kaepernick?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Eric.
I don't think, so today it was announced that the Browns were shopping around that second pick, which is very Browns of them. But I don't think Elway is dumb enough to be the Browns, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I could see us moving up like 10 spots or so, but I could not see us moving up 29.
We're not going to give away the farm just to, there's not crazy talent, I think, in the draft this year.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I just don't think Kaepernick's happened. I really don't. Cause if it was, it would have happened by now. I think he wants to make money. He doesn't care about winning. So,
well, something else happened this week that was really big, and it was the NFL schedule. Actually, I think it was last week that it was announced.
This week was training started, and last week
right,
was the schedule.
Right.
Wasn't it?
Right. So let's talk about the schedule.
I'm so excited to play the Panthers again.
Well, so I was thinking, so we're early on. Obviously, we have no idea who our quarterback is. Me and Eric were talking about this earlier this week. We're thinking we're just going to go down the list, do a rapid fire response to our predictions for the next season. And then we'll kind of compare that before the season starts. And then we'll dive in it right before, I guess. Yeah, probably right before the season starts would be.
I think the best way to frame it is that we will thoroughly revise these as we get closer.
As we actually get a quarterback.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Does that sound good to you guys? Wanna go through these real quick?
Sounds great.
Sounds great. All right. So week one, we got Carolina Panthers. Eric?
Loss.
I think it's a loss.
Fuck you, dude.
Well, with the state of our quarterback, loss. If we were to get Colin Kaepernick, win.
What's your official answer right now?
Well, okay, so if we have Sanchez, we lose. If we have Kaepernick, we win. If we get a draftee, we lose.
What?
So ever. Overall, you're thinking we're going to lose?
Correct.
Okay. Micah?
I'm pretty sure newborn baby could have been our quarterback and we would have beaten the Carolina Panthers. It's called defense, Eric. Did you watch the Super Bowl? It's a fucking win, bro.
I'm gonna go with
W.
I'm gonna go with Mike on this because one, it's a home game, for us, which is a big deal, and our defense is gonna rock him again, and we're gonna make him cry again. That's gonna be great. They're gonna rub balls in his face. So I'm gonna go with win.
I like the guy who is like super realistic, who doesn't want to listen to any type of analysis. Was like, oh, we're gonna win.
We're going to be the undefeated, almost completely undefeated Carolina Panthers.
Okay, well, first off,
with no quarterback.
The Panthers have upgraded their defense already. They signed a few guys that I think if we were to play this game with a rookie QB, we will lose this game 6-3. We'll lose because our defense is not going to give up a touchdown, and I don't have if there's anything that they need, it's better defense. That's going to be their goal for this draft.
I'm sorry that I form my own opinion. I don't get others' opinions.
All right.
Sorry. I have my own identity.
Me and Micah think Panthers are going to win. Eric thinks Panthers are going to lose. Indianapolis Colts, week two. Eric.
For the most part, win.
It's either win or lose. You can't say, I kind of feel like we're going to win, but we might lose.
I wrote down three different categories. One for Sanchez, one for Kaepernick, and then one for a draftee.
That doesn't work that way.
Yes, it does.
It's either win or lose.
All right, then win.
So Eric thinks Colts win. Micah?
Win.
Win. I think that we're going to lose. So.
Well, I think aren't if you we have brilliant a, for disagreeing?
If we have a rookie quarterback, we'll lose.
I think it's going to be a loss for us for sure. I think Luck can take a beating. He showed that last year for sure. So
all right, at Cincinnati.
I think we're going to lose.
I think we're going to lose. As well.
I think it's going to be a loss. Dalton's healthy. I think it's going to be a loss.
I think it depends on the axis of the Earth and if Haley's comet's going over. And I think it depends on what kind of food I
Listen
ate that,
that
day.
Those
we
are
might
analytics.
Win. I'm going for a win.
Okay,
Micah, do you have the Broncos at 16-0 next year?
I'm waiting for a good team to play.
All right, so Tampa Bay is week 4.
Why don't we?
Oh, definitely.
Let's let Micah answer every. We'll just say, okay, Tampa Bay win. Atlanta win.
Yeah, we're gonna
San
win.
San Diego win.
Watch when I'm right. We'll go back, and you guys will be like, "Oh my God, he's right." And I'll be
16-0. Who knew?
You know what, Micah? If we're 16-0, I'm okay with you being right.
Yeah.
I'm going win for Tampa.
I also said win.
Win no matter what. I think that's going to be the no-fly zone the entire game with Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
Atlanta at home.
I'm going to say loss because people – Matt Ryan really came through at the end of the season last year, I think. Is that where he kind of had a breakout, or was it the beginning? I remember.
They were 6-0 before they lost.
Yeah, it was the beginning. I still think Matt Ryan is a deadly quarterback, and I don't know.
I'm going to say a win.
I'm going to say a win as well for the Broncos. Because if we win Indianapolis – If we win against Indianapolis, we can win against Atlanta. Easy.
Yeah, totally agree.
That's just my thinking.
100%. I like how Micah has us beating every team except for the Atlanta Falcons.
Whatever. Fuck you guys.
The Panthers,
last year
the Colts,
was so unpredictable.
The Bengals, but the Falcons somehow are just going to rack us.
Help me out, dude. People, this is ridiculous. How could you say that?
I don't disagree.
Lose all the time. Teams lose all the time to the team that you're like, we should have beat them. They were the fucking worst team ever. That happens all the time in the NFL. Last season.
I agree with you that Matt Ryan is deadly, but I just don't think that he has the guys around him to pull it off. Julio Jones.
But do you
go ahead.
Do you agree that you could lose to any team at any point in the NFL because it's the NFL?
Well, I don't know because you guys gave me a ton of shit for saying
that
we're losing to the Panthers.
Oh my God!
All right, Micah, let's test that theory. Week 6, San Diego Chargers.
No, this is at San Diego.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a hard game. I'll say loss.
Wow, you baffle me sometimes.
You baffle me sometimes. I swear, you baffle me. I'm baffled.
I am baffled.
That doesn't sound at all like Sean.
You retard.
My name is Micah.
Micah.
So, Sean, you have it as a win?
I do have it as a win. We've won the last 5 times we played the Chargers. We've won 9 out of the 10 times that we played them.
I'll say, well, that was with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I will say, I think that if we had a rookie quarterback, we lose. Other than that, I think that we win. I think it'll be very close, though.
So, you're saying win?
I'm saying win.
So what you're saying is there's a chance.
I'm thinking this could be one of those, like, 10-9 kind of games.
So Micah's got us beating the Colts, the Panthers, the Bengals, but the Chargers and the Falcons are going to kick our asses. So let's keep going down this list.
All right, at home with Houston. This is a big one.
This is Brock coming back.
Yeah.
Win.
Micah?
I think we'll win.
I think we win, too.
Only because that better chances for success comment bullshit that he pulled after he left. And I think the defense is going to rub their balls on his face
because of it. I agree. Okay, San Diego at home. Win.
Win.
Yeah, also have a win.
All right, at Oakland.
Win.
This one is actually on the fence about, to be honest.
I have it as a loss.
I'm going to say win because I think they're mad that they don't have a new stadium.
So they're going to be pouty about it?
They're going to throw the whole season because of it.
and I'm the idiot.
You called it.
They're right. gonna lose.
So Eric, you have it as a loss.
I have it as a win.
I'm not just talking to Eric.
I have it as a loss. I have it as a loss. All right, at New Orleans.
Win.
You have it or win.
Win, win, win.
I'll say win so long as we have a seasoned quarterback.
Oh, my God. You're annoying the shit out of me. Just say win or loss.
Why can't I?
Just say win or loss. My name's Micah.
I can say whatever I want.
Well, I could be right about everything, too, Eric, if I have five different answers.
Well, then have five different answers.
Fucking A.
Week 11's right. A bye week. Week 12.
Okay, week 11's a bye week. So then Kansas City at home.
I'm going to say win.
I'm going to say win.
Flat out a win.
Yeah.
All right, at Jacksonville.
Win.
Win.
They still don't have shit in Jacksonville.
I think the for some freakish reason the Broncos are going to eat shit and lose in Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
Because
So it's wise when Eric says a team that's crazy that we might lose to, but it's fucking stupid if I say we're going to lose to Atlanta. Fuck you, Sean.
At least you're picking up on it now.
Oh, gosh.
Here's the reason why I say this is because it's 2 weeks off, 2 weeks at 2 weeks away, one bye week, and then one at home. I think they're not going to be up to par going to the East Coast for a Sunday morning game. That's why.
And that's why I think it was a good pick because of that fact. And it's basically a throwaway game at this point. If you look at what we've picked up to this point, right. It's not a big deal. It's the random loss for the season.
Right. Right. You got to have one of those random losses.
So. You little bitch.
Fucking dumb. New-
week 14. No, wait. Tennessee Titans. It's 14.
Oh, Tennessee. Okay, sorry. Tennessee? Are we at home for that one?
There, I think. I don't know. I think we're in Tennessee.
Win.
Win in Tennessee? I would agree. I think Tennessee's going to have a really tough year still, even if they get some amazing quarterback or whoever, player. Insert player name.
And not to mention, Kubiak knows Tennessee.
That's true, yeah.
Like the 9 years he played against them.
It's at Tennessee, yeah.
A New England Patriots, week 15. I have it as a loss.
I have it as a loss.
Loss.
At Kansas City.
I have it as a win.
I have it as
I'm
a loss.
I'm going to go loss. Yeah, I'm going to say loss. Loss.
Just because if they're building off of last year's success, what's their Fat Andy? What's his name? The coach? Fat Andy.
Andy Reid?
Reid, yes. I think he's finally got the team that he wants. I agree, Micah. You said earlier this is a really competitive division now, and I agree.
It is at Arrowhead, so I could see your point.
Yeah.
I still have it as a win. Because I know Jamal Charles will be hurt by this time in the season.
One of his already broken bones will break again.
Yeah, for sure. If not the second week they played, definitely by now.
Yeah. All right. Oakland at home. Last game.
Win.
Win.
I also have it as a win.
So what does that put that at for you guys?
I'm 13-3.
I was not keeping track.
Micah is. So you're 12-4.
What am I?
12-4.
Am I 10-6?
10-6.
10-6.
So.
That's interesting.
Eric has no faith in the Broncos.
Right. Sean, you said you're 13-3?
Yeah. I have the most faith in the Broncos.
Yeah.
And I was the logical one right in the middle. So you both are stupid.
We need to go back to last season and listen to the podcast and see if Micah said that the Broncos wouldn't win the Super Bowl at all.
Yeah.
No, I said we could win. Go back and check that shit out. I remember saying we would definitely have a shot.
I will say, when I did this schedule, and I thought about having a rookie quarterback, even Simeon for that matter, I had us at 8-8 or 7-9. Some of these teams, I don't know how you win with a rookie quarterback. I don't know how you win with a rookie quarterback against Carolina.
It's easy. You shut Cam Newton down.
That's my hope. I think it would still. I think it would be a close game. That's going to be a close game. That's why I said 6-3.
6-3. Yep.
I like how none of us had the Broncos winning against the Patriots.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one, man, for sure.
That's going to be hard. They're going to want our blood in their mouth.
Unless they get caught cheating again or something. It's going to be a real tough game.
Which is very possible.
Yeah, for sure. All right, you guys want to wrap this up and call it good?
Wrap it up, y'all.
Wrap it up. Coming at you.
Terrible rapping.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. We're trying to get back in the swing of things. We were talking about doing some cool segments that we want to do before the season starts. We're also thinking about having some of you guys come on and share your opinions. If you think we're retarded and we don't know what we're talking about, we'd love to hear your opinions. So if you're interested coming on the show, calling in, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us on Twitter at Crush Report. You can reach myself at Sean H. Porter. You can reach Eric at
Eric D. Munoz.
You can reach Micah at
Vash0077.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. We had a blast. We're looking forward to a fun season. We're still nervous. You know, things are going to work out for us in the end. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Go Broncos. That's what you're going to say.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Fuck you, Sean. Mental wounds not healing. Life's a million to see. Well, I just want to let all of our viewers know my vagina reconstructive surgery went just fine. I'm going off the rails on
a crazy train. In his bra.
Yeah. I have the breasts of a 21-year-old.
Nice. I've listened to
preachers. I've listened to. I could have done that. I rushed for 853 yards last season.
Yeah.
To the fridge. Yeah. What was the condition
to rule and control? I'm actually kind of a Texans fan now. I'm kind of rooting for Houston now.